First of all, it gave me the 10th principle that wisdom is really avoiding thoughts which weaken us. And that's what the greatest teachers have been doing since the beginning of recorded history, is trying to teach us how to strengthen and empower ourselves as a people rather than to weaken ourselves. And it gives us an opportunity to look at the way that we think and the emotions that come as a result of those thoughts and our life view and our God view and how they relate to any set of circumstances in our life. It gives us that opportunity. And it also shows us the power of energy, that everything, including every thought and every emotion, is something that we have control over in any given moment of our lives. And that we can individually bring that higher energy to face off in those lower energies and disempower it. And collectively, if enough of us move into these higher levels, imagine, just imagine what could take place. And what I'd like to do is share with you a way that he presents this in Power Versus Force that seems to bring it all home very clearly. Let's attempt to understand all of this through an example. Imagine a bum on a street corner in a fashionable neighborhood. Can you get a picture of that? Bum, street corner, fashionable neighborhood. In a fashionable neighborhood in a big city stands an old man in tattered clothes, alone, leaning against the corner of an elegant brownstone. Look at him from the perspective of various levels of consciousness and note the differences in how he appears. From the bottom of the scale, at a level of 20, the level of shame, this bum is dirty, disgusting, and disgraceful. And that's how you view him, and you know people who do. And you may know yourself as having done that at one time. From the level of 30, which is guilt, he would be blamed for his condition. He deserves what he gets. He's probably a lazy welfare cheat. At 50, hopelessness, his plight would appear desperate, damning evidence that society can't do anything about homelessness. At 75, grief, the old man looks tragic, friendless, and forlorn. At a consciousness level of 100, fear, we might see him as threatening, a social menace. Perhaps we could call the police before he commits some crime. At 125, desire, he might represent a frustrating problem. Why doesn't somebody do something? At 150, anger, the old man might look like he could be violent. Or on the other hand, you might become furious that such conditions exist in the first place. At 175, we're still at levels that still weaken you, pride. He could be seen as an embarrassment or as lacking the self-respect to better himself. And at 200, courage, now we're at the distinction between truth and falsehood and that which empowers rather than weakens. We're at power rather than force. At 200, we might be motivated to wonder if there's a local homeless shelter. All he needs is a job and a place to live. At 250, neutrality, the bum looks okay, maybe even interesting. Live and let live, we might say. After all, he's not hurting anyone. At 310, willingness, we might decide to go down and see what we can do to cheer this fellow up. Or volunteer some time, perhaps, at a local mission. At 350, acceptance, the man on the corner appears intriguing. He probably has an interesting story to tell. He's where he is for reasons we may never understand. At 400, reason, he's a symptom of the current economic and social malaise, or perhaps a good subject for in-depth psychological study.